Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Welcome, everybody. I am Jay Garvins, and this is the last live radio show for January 2026. Saturday lands on the 31st, and if you're listening on Sunday or the podcast afterwards, you get the gist. I am Jay, and I'm your friend. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. I'm a licensed loan originator, 25 years in the industry, counting the time that I took a sabbatical while my daughter was living her best life in her gap year after high school. And now I am back at Churchill Mortgage now for a year, and I am enjoying it more than ever. I took more than 15 applications during January 2026. Locked a 15-year rate and term refinance loan at 4.99. Locked a 15-year fixed at 6.125%. So rates are going lower, my friends. The Fed Reserve and Jay Powell are stabilizing. Hopefully they'll stop talking about inflation, because this administration has fixed it. And do I have a conversation for you today? The number one favorite conversation that I have at this radio studio is about investment property ownership. And I haven't said this in a while, but with the drum roll, Matt, very logically, today's discussion and radio show is titled, hold on for it, it's coming, pretty catchy, investment property ownership. Yes, this is my favorite ever since I was introduced to Demographics in America, which is generational, supply and demand consumption, big generation like the greatest generation born in 1900 to 925, small generation, the silent generation, my parents born 1920 to 1945, big generation, baby boomers, 1946 to 1967, myself, small generation, Gen Xers from 67 to 81, and big generation, millennials from 1981 to 1997, and the introduction of the three little houses. How my wife and I bought three investment properties on the side and on top of the home that we already owned, and did that over a period of 3 years, paid those houses off. My wife now receives $2,000 of rent collected every month times three houses, $6,000 a month in rent, times 12 months, that's $72,000 a year for shoe shopping with her children and soon-to-be grandchildren. And now she's turned 55, so between the age of 55 and 65, that's an extra $720,000 over 10 years with no adjustment for rental amounts, which, oh, by the way, from 2015 to 2025 have went from $1,500 to $2,150 is our median rent. And it will continue to climb. But I just want to review the simplicity of you owning an investment property. And I'm doing this in January of 2026 because it has never been easier and never been more advantageous to buy a house since it's been in 11 years, literally, since 2015, when house values started to rise. Interest rates were still very, very low. They were still at 4% in 2015. By the end of 2021, everybody knows they were 3%. And government products like FHAs and VAs, they were down in the mid 2%, 2.3 to 2.8. But we were running out of inventory starting in 2015, 16, bad by 18, 19. By 2020 and 2021, there was less than 800 homes on the market in any given month, and we would sell through all those homes halfway through the month. Now in Colorado Springs, which I'll go into more detail, there's more than 4,000 homes on the market in the Pikes Peak multiple listing system in El Paso County. That's the highest it's been, again, since 2014. And now we have interest rates that have come down from the high of 8.5% in the peak of inflation in 2023, down now where you can get a decent 30-year fixed mortgage in the sixes, and you can get a very decent 15-year fixed mortgages in the fives. So as that comes down a little bit more, I anticipate another rate decrease in the Fed funding rate, which means prime interest rate and influence on the mortgage-backed security market as early as Easter and tax season. But that's what I want to talk about, why it's the perfect time to do it, and more importantly, the specific steps that you can take to become an investment property owner. So don't go anywhere. This is what I'm going to talk about for the remainder of the hour, how to get an investment property. And then I'm going to have a good friend of mine on, Brad Ward, who owns CoCreate, on how to make that investment property, that small three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,500-square-foot home or smaller, improvements that you can do to that to make it even more. And again, please call me at 719-330-1457. You also can go to ChurchillColorado.com. That's Churchill, just like Churchill Mortgage, Winston Churchill, ChurchillColorado.com. We're locally owned and operated. Ken Smith and I, licensed originators, owners of the Employee Stock Ownership Plan with Churchill Mortgage. Founded by Mike Hardwick, now owned by the 500 team members in all 50 states. Well, I think it might be 49 states. I don't believe we're in New York, but I'm going to be in Nashville this coming week, so I will ask. And we have brick and mortar right on 307 Cascade Avenue. And if you've been thinking about purchasing or refinancing in the last 12 months, now is your time. I literally took 15 applications this month. In January, four of them were for refinances, a rate and term refinance, 30 to 15-year mortgage, and got that client locked in at 4.99%, and I can teach you how to do that. Another, going through a divorce, did a rate and term refinance, and then two line of equities, because we always give you the best advice. If you come and say, Jay, we want to have a sit down and talk about consolidating all of this unsecured debt, I'm going to look at your goals and then give you multiple options on how to accomplish that. And in order to accomplish that, you have to give me a call at 719-330-1457. That's 719-330-1457. And don't go anywhere, because I'm going to talk about the three little houses, the one step, and also the two step processes of getting in your new home with your mortgage from Churchill Mortgage. 719-330-1457. Please give me a call over the break if it's not for you, for your adult son, daughter, grandchild, relative, neighbor, or friend, where you hear it all right here on the Jay Garvin Show.
I'm here to dance, nothing more. Bring me around that hardwood floor.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse, legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beef?
I'll light the fire while you place the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
Well, thanks so much for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show, and I'm talking all hour about investment property ownership. I bought my first property in this beautiful city of Colorado Springs in April of 1996 when I was a captain and an officer at Fort Carson as a medevac pilot in the 3rd ACR 4th Aviation Brigade and 571st Medical Company. 16 Blackhawks, 40 of us officers, and all the support to do all of the Flight for Life here in Colorado. I'm a patriot by heart. I'm so excited that we are officially in America 250 celebration. If you've got any ideas other than the Grand Canyon and Rushmore and Washington, D.C., on how my wife and I can best celebrate America 250, call me at 719-330-1457. But as far as the show today, we're talking about investment property ownership. I want to bring you through a simple one- and two-step process to become an investment property owner, talk about the three simple things that you need to achieve that. But first of all, I need to let you know, I didn't think I was going to be saying this last year, but literally less than a week ago, I just locked in a good friend of mine, Tom, and his mortgage with he and his wife for a rate and term refinance from a 30-year mortgage to a 15-year mortgage, and we got him from 7% down to 4.99%. I just locked in a gal that is doing a rate and term refinance right now and got her at 5.75. So call me at 719-330-1457. And also, in local news, if anybody tuned in last month when we did the economic update with Bill McAfee, some cities in Colorado, in local news, and some cities near and dear to your heart are still gaining value and equity, and other cities are losing value and equity. And it's incredible. I have a list here, and I think I don't know 70%. I know Burlington, but in Burlington, Colorado, the values have went up 5%. In Alamosa, they went up 4%. In Mancos, M-A-N-C-O-S, I've never heard of that, they went up 3%. Log Lane Village, never been there, don't know, 8% depreciation. If you're going south in this state and you're going west in this state, values are still rising. Haxton, 7%. Olathe, 3%. Holyoke, H-O-L, or Holyoke, 6%. South Fork, I know that, 4%. Paonia, I know that, 4%. Eckley, 8% appreciation. Yuma, 8% appreciation. Strat, 9%. Mac, Colorado, Kirk, Colorado was 4% and 7% respectively. Otis, Colorado, I have no clue where that is, 9%. Gunnison, Colorado went up 4%. I just visited Crested Butte over the holiday for skiing. Rifle, Colorado, I know where that is. I think I said Idelia at 8%. Palisade, I know where the Palisades are. The Peaches, 5%. Rico, 5%. Mesa, 5%. And Carbondale, 5%. So there's a lot of small unknown towns around Colorado that are still appreciating, and mostly that's because of inventory. They're not building new homes in those little towns, at least not that I know of. But of your larger towns, the number one largest town that's appreciating is Fort Collins, which is at 5.4%. Grand Junction is at 4.5% appreciation. Telluride is booming at 9%. Boulder is booming because they have no inventory at 6%. And Vail is just over 1.5%. But it's sad, folks. You've got Colorado Springs that technically our numbers for real estate values, as shared by Bill McAfee on the Jay Garvin Show, is 2% increase in the median value for a home in Colorado Springs. And you have the average price that went up 2% as well. Now, and let me please correct that. The median is 0.5% and the average is 2%. But there's some misconception with those numbers a little bit, because you can see the average, which is not a fair representation of the middle of the market, like the median prices. Like in December, the median price of a home was $460,000, but as an average, it was up 0.5% closing out the year in 2025. Now, the interesting thing is that the highest median price was in June at $500,000. It had never hit $500,000 ever in El Paso County, Pikes Peak region before, but December was the low, so the median price for 2025 is a $484,000 house. And I'm telling you right now, you can find a good two-bedroom, one-bath house in Colorado Springs for under $300,000. You call me at 719-330-1457. I will get you Churchill certified and then introduce you to a real estate agent that can help you find that house and have the seller pay towards your closing costs. But the average price hit the high in July of $574,000. $74,000 higher than the median home, and it was the low of $531,000 in December for an average price throughout all of 2025 of a $551,000 house. But that's skewed because the luxury market in houses priced over $750,000 is the hottest part of the market right now, almost maintaining 15% of all sales are happening at $750,000, well beyond $1.5 million, and that skews the market. And the other skew factor in the market is the new builds. If you go out by Banning Lewis, you're going to find builders are giving you anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 to $40,000 in incentives, and that's because they've got to get these houses off of their inventory, and you're just never sure if that vacant field behind where you're buying is going to have houses behind you for less money. Because we're starting to experience deflation, gas is going down, lumber prices going down, petroleum affects everything from transportation to production to your individual commutes. So if you buy a house for $400,000 and then the neighbors after you buy one behind you for $375,000, that's a bad investment for you. And that's why I say do an infill purchase somewhere within Colorado Springs on an existing home and then make your own individual improvements. And that is very, very important because in Colorado Springs, we're just up a half to 2%. Denver, that's mixed. There's parts of Denver that are down as much as 15%. But there's also portions of it like Westminster, metropolitan areas around Boulder, Edging, Aurora that are actually increasing in price, and Highlands Ranch and so forth are decreasing. So Denver is down 2 or 3% more in median and average value than Colorado Springs, but Pueblo is down about 2%. This will get you. Summit County and Breckenridge, it's down 30%, folks. There's a lot of condos, there's a lot of insurance, there's a lot of property taxes that are going up dramatically out there. But that's important to know when to buy a house, but also where. And right now, Colorado Springs is the most stable, largest economy if you look at the top five. Fort Collins is going up dramatically, but if you look at Fort Collins, Grand Junction, Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo, Colorado Springs is the most balanced market. Fort Collins is gaining the most value. Denver is losing value, but rental incomes become very, very difficult up there because of their ordinances. So what is the three little houses? And what the three little houses are is if you just get a hold of three houses beyond your primary residence and pay them off in your adult lifetime, you're going to have that $2,000 a month or $2,500 a month for $600 to $7,500 a month of rent in your golden years. But not everybody can do that. So the two-step process of that, just like the two-step dance, very, very good. Thank you, Matt, for that two-step there. It's for the love of Jesus, just buy a house. With the Home Ready mortgage program, I can get you certified. It doesn't cost you anything. Call me at 719-330-1457. I just literally finished this with Mike. I finished this with Jesse and 10 other people where you just take a look at your credit, take a look at your capacity to earn, look at your collateral or down payment, and I can get you a purchase mortgage for 3 to 5% down. So if you buy a $300,000 house, that means that you're going to need $9,000 to $15,000 to buy that house, and I give you a 50-50 chance, a flip of a coin, that I can help you get that money set aside in less than 90 days, I promise you. But you have to call to find out my creative wisdom to get that done. 719-330-1457. And if you buy that first home and you've got tangible credit, you can have a credit FICO score, Fair Isaac and Company score, that's somewhere between 640 and 740 to get it done. But like Mike, if you don't have any credit score at all, we can use alternative credit and get you a certified Churchill approval. Put 3% down on a home-ready loan and then have your house. Well, Jay, I can't afford the payment. Well, then get a roommate. I don't want a roommate. Well, then you don't want a house. And you don't want any real appreciating property or assets in your life. But as soon as you do, I can help you. And of course, the one step is once you're in that house, you're living in that house and you don't want to move. Yes, I've got to help you save up 20% on a $300,000 house. That's $60,000. I think I was 32 years old before I had that money, but I just helped Jesse and he's 32, 33 years old. So if you're in that early 30s, and you already have a house, but you don't want to move, but you got an itch in your bonnet about buying an investment property, call me at 719-330-1457. And don't go anywhere, because in the next segment, I'm going to talk to a very good friend of mine, Brad Ward at CoCreate. We're going to talk about the most convenient and expedient improvements to do on your first investment property. And then I'm going to get into why 2026, this winter, is the sweet spot for potential real estate investors. 719-330-1457. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Call me during the break to start your next purchase or refinance transaction with me personally and Churchill Mortgage.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
Housekeeping? You gotta do right. Come on. If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall. Housekeeping.
Thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. All hour, I'm talking about investment property ownership. And in order to get that investment property, you need to put together a really good team. Now, I'm a licensed loan originator, and I want you to call me at 719-330-1457 for your next purchase or refinance loan. But you also need a good real estate agent and a licensed real estate agent. And then a licensed loan originator and licensed real estate agent that at least do 25 transactions or more a year. We don't need like $5 Chuck doing 5 transactions a year and he's just looking for the buck. But this is the same for every aspect of the transaction. As soon as you do improvements on the house or have anybody do any work on the house, you're going to have to choose what projects can be done by a handyman and what projects need to be done by a contractor, and not just a contractor, but a licensed contractor. And I've got Brad, a good friend of mine, owner of CoCreate here. Brad, Happy New Year, and how are you doing in 2026?
Started off busy, so it's going.
Started off, so did I.
Yeah, it's going good.
That's great. And you know, for all of you that have ever heard of Life Network, which is an amazing life-promoting nonprofit 501c3 organization, Brad just finished an amazing build-out and job for that. So he does commercial, but you also do a lot of residential. First, let's start. About what breakdown do you do from residential to commercial?
It keeps going more commercial ways, but I'm probably 65-70% residential.
Okay, that's fantastic. So you still, your bread and butter is residential, and there's all different levels of projects, but just as important, there's all different levels of contracting licensing, isn't there?
Correct.
Walk me through that, because I have not heard, and I know my radio listeners have not heard. So what are the levels of contracting?
There's multiple, so it depends on what trade you're in, but highest is an A1, which means you can build anything ground
that's
up.
That's the highest in Colorado, commercial building, 17 floors, stuff like that. And then what's the next level?
So I'm A2, which
is A2 contract,
which is everything up to 30,000 square feet.
30,000 square feet.
Correct.
Have you ever been in a 30,000 square foot house? I have not.
No.
I mean, I was in the house of a gentleman that has been the most generous man in my life, my wife would tell you, for decades. And we stayed in his house in Telluride, and I think that was a 14,000 square foot house. The biggest house that I've been in Colorado is 44 Polo, and that's like 18,000 square feet. But that's with basement and everything. But you can build up to 30,000 square feet. Do you know what the next level is then?
Then you're like a B, which is, you can, there's different levels. It starts breaking down into no groundwork, no, nothing above two stories, roofing only, mechanical. Like, so once you, and then C is a residential.
Only.
Yeah, residential only. And then B kind of gets you in between commercial and residential, but then it breaks it down real specific on, you can't go above two floors like an apartment building, or you can't get on the roof, or so there's just a, there's a lot of specifics once you get
below.
Well,
you're just a smarty pants. You're like the second highest licensed. That would be like a master plumber or a master electrician. How long did it take you to acquire that?
Well, I've been doing it for 25 years. So,
25 years.
Yeah.
And that's
the test. The test isn't so much, it's go find it in a certain amount of time. The code book is, you know, ever-changing and so thick. They don't expect you to know it. They just want to see that you can know where to go look for it when you have a question.
Yeah, you guys should talk to the mortgage license specialist that put together our exam. They make us go in a room. We can't even bring a calculator, and we freaking do mortgages. No, you have to memorize all the federal regulations. I'm like, I have a book at my desk. I've got a really good friend. His name is Google. But yeah. 25 years, I didn't know you and I, because I've been in mortgage 25. You've been in contracting 25.
Yeah, since college.
And you've been with amazing companies. When you were with Kruger, what's the biggest project that you did? Because you were their go-to man there. I feel sorry that the brothers lost you, and I'm so excited for you and Co-Create.
I think the biggest I've done is I've done some residents in, you know, they had some floods on the top floors all the way down through. I've done Primrose Schools over on Tut Boulevard, had a full-on redo. So I've done, I mean, my biggest project ever was 70,000 square feet strip center in Noblesville.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, you know, the biggest mortgage I've done is I did like a $2.5 million mortgage, and I thought I was going to dirt my pants. I'm like, oh my God, this is not going to go well if I mess this one up. But it's, I mean, when I was Garvin's Mortgage Group, like the one-man band for 11 years, and you're growing your company, which I'm telling you right now, tell them your number, please, Brad, to get a hold of you.
Yeah, 719-644-2508.
One more time?
719-644-2508.
If you guys, listeners, need any projects at all, and we're going to talk about it. We're talking about basements, exteriors, patios, decks, additions primarily. Get a hold of Brad this year, because 2026 is going to be the last year that you're not going to have to wait in line, and that means 4 weeks or less. So now that we have the licensing down, that really differentiates from the handyman and the unlicensed. Have you ever had to go in and clean up a project of, you know, someone who had their brother Zed or Ned that came in and tried to do a project and jacked it up?
Yeah, because the problem is when I pull a permit, we have to do inspections, so I'm held to a different standard when you're pulling a permit.
Shut up, Ned. I'm telling you right now. It's level, ain't too level. I'm in this floor down here anyways. Beat a little harder.
Exactly. No, yeah, I've had to clean up some things, for sure.
Yeah, and the great thing here is on every job that you and I have had feedback and referrals to the radio show, everybody has said, God, Brad is so nice, professional, but he's also competitively priced. That's the thing that is crazy for me lately is these contractors, my neighbor says, well, anybody comes over, they're like, 1,000. Wait, that was for a quote. What? Touch your 1,000. And you are very, very affordable. So what would you say if you were buying an investment property? What are the renos on
my
investment
list?
Property or additions?
I mean, here in Colorado Springs, I mean, I've always, not really a saying, but, you know, your roof is your, you know, most needs to be taken care of first out here. But
yeah, and always, because if that's not stable, especially when you find people that have multiple layers.
I've been getting asked a lot to open kitchens up.
And that's a huge one. I've had like 4 clients that have done that, and that's huge because that's the most important room in the house.
Yeah, finishing basements.
That's huge.
Yeah. 100%.
And I've helped, you know, the biggest thing with investment property, as is the conversation of this radio show, is these young 32-year-olds that buy a 2-story with a basement, configure it so there can be a separation in that hallway, dig out a stairwell, and then build themselves a duplex with, you know, a roommate down below.
Yeah.
So in the last 2 minutes, What do you think? I mean, you've done some additions on houses. You've had one in Black Forest that's tough. I mean, it's hard to get it through all of the High Speed Regional Building Department and that, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm still...
messing with that?
Still messing with that, yeah.
Yeah. So if you do a basement renovation or some elevation work, which means for looks only, that's fine. But you need to plan ahead if you want a garage or any type of living space addition.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay, depending on like how much we have to design, I'm trying to stay within 6 weeks from signing a contract to actually being able to start it, depending on the, you know, technicalities of what we're doing. Yeah.
That's fantastic. I have people that are already 2 months out, but they say the paperwork is that alone.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to keep it below. I don't want people waiting less, more than 2 months.
Well, and before we leave in the last minute, let's tell people how to get a hold of you before you get busy in the spring. What's your number?
Yeah. 719-644-2508.
One more time, my friend.
719-644-2508.
Okay. Don't go anywhere, my friends. Call me during the break if you want to start your next purchase or refinance transaction, and I'm going to be back after these important messages to conclude investment property ownership right here on the Jay Garvin Show.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Jay Garvin's show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you out.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. Jay Garvin's here. The last 9 minutes, the power segment, the pump up on this investment property show right here, investment property ownership. Here is what I want to get at to conclude this show, is that the winter of 2026 between February, March, and April is going to be the sweet spot for all home investors out there. If you look right now in Colorado Springs numbers, in Aurora's numbers, almost one-fourth in Colorado Springs, one-third in Aurora, that's also very hot, is investment property purchases. And if you don't have real property, if you have any revenue at all, and you're not putting it in commodities, into blue chip companies, and in real estate, then you're going backwards in an inflationary downturn that we're in. This is not like 2008 with a deflationary down period where you just hold cash, wait for everything to get less expensive, and then buy it. See, there's more listings than ever, lower prices, and less competition. See, in Colorado Springs alone, which feed off of this from last week with Bill McAfee, the average price is up only 2%. The median price is up 0.5%. You can find some neighborhoods that are 10 to 15% below market, but the residences sold is only up 2.5%, but the inventory is up 26% from last year. You've got a couple thousand properties to look at in the winter. And average days on market, which means how long does it take that house to sell, is over 65 days, and it's only done that twice this year and last year since 2021. So you want to take advantage of that. And single family home sales have started to creep up in the fourth quarter. So if you want good inventory, good price, now reasonable rates at 5 to the low 6%, then you need to get on it right away. And the bottom line is that the only caveat to this is please call me at 719-330-1457, but don't fall in love with a condo, especially if it's an investment property. You can live in a condo if you want, especially if you're retired and you want things taken care of for you, but that will eat up all of your profit, overwhelm you with expenses because the HOA insurance and fees are way too high. Also, townhomes, I wouldn't suggest, and absolutely not a new build, because they've got so many incentives to draw you, but with the market being flat, they may build the next phase of that new development for 5 or 10% below what they charged you. Now, we talked about how you can buy an affordable house as an investment property, but you have to be willing to make some improvements. And that's why I had Brad Ward in here. Because if you find a little bit run down rancher house from the 50s that's got a basement that's leaking a little bit with little tiny windows, you buy that house for $290,000 and put $25,000 into it to just cut out window size 48 by 60 inch windows, fur out the walls, get a good sub pump down there, change the elevation on the outside of the house, make a secure door between the basement and the above level. You and your wife or your significant other or just you could move in the two-bedroom, one-bath upstairs or the two-bedroom, two-bath upstairs with the kitchen and have a roommate downstairs and offset literally 50% of your mortgage and 70 to 80% of your mortgage if you get two roommates. And if you say, Jay, I just don't want to do that, well, then you really don't want to be a homeowner. And when you're 35 or 42 and you have no assets in your life and you've went to Cabo three times and you'd had a Starbucks coffee or you've watched your adult son or grandson or daughter eat out 30 times a month and then complain that they don't have a house, they've lost that right. Gen Z says houses are too expensive. Really? I think going to Cabo in your 20s once a year or on a fancy trip and buying lattes and Uber Eats, I think that's too expensive. So you just have to determine your priorities. And right now, if you can get a house with a 200 on it, you are golden. Now, Colorado has really good stats for houses holding their value. I wouldn't recommend people buy in Austin, Texas right now. It's off 10, 15%, and we don't know where the bottom is. I wouldn't tell people to buy in Naples, Florida, where it's off literally more than 20%. I don't know where the bottom is. But in Colorado Springs, we have held solid with no major depreciation for 3 years, and it's only going to start going up in 2026, so I want to get passionate about it right here. Because here's the reality with investment properties right now. We are in an inflationary recession slash slow period right now. In 2008, it was a deflationary. And what that means is back in 2008 through 2012, it was okay to just put cash on the side, hold it, wait till things depreciated or went down, and then bought. But in an inflationary hedge, prices have continued to go up. This year, they're going to start going down with energy, with labor costs, with materials like wood. So you want to get into real assets, commodities, gold, silver, Bitcoin, real blue chip, durable businesses. And then, of course, real estate. That's very, very important. So the final thing that I want to talk to you about here in the last couple minutes is, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You only need to look at your credit, your capacity to earn, and your collateral and down payment. If you're listening right now and you know a VA member that's in Colorado Springs, active duty or prior service, and they don't have a home and they've got use of their VA loan, have them call me immediately at 719-330-1457. I'm helping two individuals right now. It's the number one benefit that the Veterans Administration gives you. I have bought three separate houses in my life on a VA loan, and I've went from a $121,000 property all the way up to a $700,000 property that's now worth double that with never, ever once putting my own money down. So your collateral and down payment as a veteran is 0% because of your service. If you're a first-time home buyer, you can do it for 3%. Can you get together $9,000 in your life? That gives you a 3% down for a $300,000 house. So make sure that you call me. I'm going to continue this conversation next week. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. And don't forget to call me, 719-330-1457, to start your next purchase or refinance loan. 719-330-1457, and I'll offer you a 30-minute consult on a investment property purchase totally free. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
No.